So the Myanmar military has abducted and forcibly recruited more than 1,000 Rohingya Muslim men and boys from across the Rakhine state since February 2024, according to Human Rights Watch. Now, the junta is using a conscription law that only applies to Myanmar citizens, although the Rohingya have long been denied citizenship under the 1982 citizenship law. Joining us on the line, the Free Rohingya Coalition co-founder, Naysan Lewin. Naysan, a very good morning to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Good morning. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks so much for having me here this morning.
What details can you share with us in regards the forced conscription of Rohingya Muslims?
Well, you know, as you mentioned earlier, although the military junta doesn't regard the Rohingya as a citizen, the Rohingya became the first target after they enforced this conscription law in the early February. So since the mid-February, the Rohingya were forced to join. Those who refused to join the joined into the conscription, they were arrested, detained, and given the 2 weeks training. And then this happened only in three townships as of now, Budirang, Sitwe, and the Chowkyu. So those trained by them were used at the battlefield as human shield, and some of them were killed at the battlefield. Like in the last week of March, we had at least 60 or 70 Rohingya youth were killed as they were forced to fight against the Arakan army, which is the representing the predominantly Rakhine Buddhists. So as of now, more than 1,000 have been already trained by the military, and they are using them as a two group. One group to protect their battalion in the town, and another group is using as the human shield at the battlefield. So the fight is that there are the intense fighting between the Myanmar military and the Arakan army. They are fighting every day. So since, you know, we were forcibly recruited by the military, the Rakhine Buddhists are also, they are not happy with it. And as of now, just, you know, today, the Arakan army spokesperson released a statement on X or to Twitter, calling us, you know, the Muslim terrorists. So, I mean, we have no choice. You know, those Rohingya youth living in the Rakhine state, they have no choice. They cannot escape. Only one route they can escape is to Bangladesh. So as of now, in Bangladesh, also more than a million Rohingya are taking refuge, and their return is uncertain. So nobody wants to flee to Bangladesh. And also across the country, they cannot travel from one place to another. So finally, they are compelled to join the military service. So it doesn't mean, you know, we want to fight against them, but they are calling us terrorists, and, you know, these things are really not all right. So the military has two objectives. One is to use the Rohingya youth as human shield. Another is to create the tension between two community, Rakhine Buddhists and the Rohingya Muslim. So this is now happening since they are calling us terrorists and things. You know, it will raise a lot of tension. And also in 2012, as you know, that there was the communal violence, and more than 150,000 were forced to leave their houses. And they are still in the concentration camp. They call this internally displaced camp, but it is a resemblance to the concentration camp. So we are really worried that this is going to happen soon, because the situation is worsening day by day. And because of their fighting, thousands of Rohingya are displaced from their villages. They have no place to go anywhere. And also the artillery fire from the both sides. So casualty from the Rohingya side as well.
Is the global focus on Palestine making it easier for atrocities to be perpetrated against the Rohingya?
Well, not really, because even the Palestinian, you know, they're on the global focus, but still there are more than 33,000 have been killed and almost 80,000 were injured. You know, nobody really trying to save them. So we are not popular like the Palestinian. You know, thanks to the wall, you know, they are at least raising the voice for the Palestinian. But for us, you know, we got only the lip service. Especially from the Western world, you know, they really talk about us, but they don't take the serious action against the military junta. So this is all are happening because of the impunity since the almost 5 decades of Rohingya have been persecuted by this military regime, and the world recognized that genocide is still ongoing, but still there and this the military is enjoying the impunity. That is the reason, you know, they keep committing the crime against the Rohingya.
All right, Nathan. Shukran as always for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.